I was told I was supposed to do that.
Tick tock.
Bet we're all here now.
I know. But in case of a citizen.
Well, then you know what? You should go and change that clock.
Yeah.
As the chairman, you should change that clock, make sure it's accurate.
I would love to change that clock. Okay, it's 6:30.
Okay.
Call the meeting to order. Roll call.
Boyd Frederick.
Here.
Jeff Wambolt.
Here.
Dave Celebrini.
Here.
Monica Yuha.
Here.
Zach Rodriguez.
Here.
Millie Marisick.
Here.
Charlotte Martin.
I didn't hear from Charlotte, so I'm not sure what she's got going on tonight.
Okay. Any citizens' comments? Okay. Any supervisor comments?
Yes. To the chief deputy, can we get a report from the sheriff's department on, I don't know if finance has reached out to you guys yet, but the numbers, cost savings for the take-home squads and the F-150s? Because F-150s was new information to myself, and I know several other supervisors, we weren't aware that the Sheriff's Department was going to purchase F-150s. We were under the impression that they were purchasing Explorers. So the cost difference between upfitting and equipping an F-150 versus the usual Explorer.
Okay.
Thank you.
Do you want that before the budget meeting or at the budget meeting?
At the budget meeting would be perfect. Or, I mean, if you can get it to me beforehand and the rest of us beforehand so we have time to go over it.
Sure.
Before.
Okay.
Thank you.
Chairman comments, I have none. Approval of the minutes from August 7th?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? Using governance? How do you vote? Aye.
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
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 Okay.
Minutes are approved. Resolution for the grant?
They're going to switch and do the appointment first.
Okay.
If that's okay with you.
I don't care. Rick, do you want to step on up then, too?
Pardon me?
We're doing the appointment first.
Oh, mine?
Yeah, you.
Oh, I didn't know that. Excuse me. Hearing is bad. You get old, everything falls apart. Did you want me to say something?
Well, I was going to have him introduce you first.
Okay. Good evening.
Some of us haven't had the privilege of knowing you for 30 years.
Supervisors, I'm here to propose this resolution to appoint Rick Dodge to serve as a member of the Kenosha County Local Emergency Planning Committee. Mr. Dodge has been a member of the committee for a number of years. This appointment is for an additional 3-year term. His record of attendance is basically he had five meetings that he made out of 7, and the other 2 were excused. So he's been a very, very diligent member of the LAPC. And I recommend that his reappointment be approved.
Thank you.
Rick, do you have anything to say?
Yes, I do. I got off of the county board and I got off of all of the committees because, make a long story short, I had Agent Orange cancer, and my time all of a sudden was more important to me than all of the meetings, but I didn't get out entirely. I enjoy this committee. I enjoy serving on this committee. I'm cancer-free, by the way, now. So
congratulations.
Yeah, that's good news, and I'd like to stay on this committee. As the only other committee I'm on is, which I proudly serve on, is commissioner for the Hometown Heroes for the mayor. I'd like to ask that you approve this request.
Motion
to
approve.
And I thank you all for your service.
Any questions to either gentleman from the committee?
Do we have any more vacant seats on this horse?
We do not, however, we may have one pending, the retirement of Cindy Johnson from the Health Department. She is actually a member of the LABC. And in the interim, I believe John Jansen's going to appoint someone to take her place.
Okay.
Other than that, we do not.
How many members are in it?
It's an odd number, so we can vote.
No ties.
Any other questions? Do you have a motion then?
Yeah, motion to approve.
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? Okay. Youth Governance, how do you vote?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Congratulations,
thank you,
Rick.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Hope we didn't take up too much of your evening then.
No, you didn't. On top of you said, I want to thank you for that too. Have a good day. Thank you.
Okay, then we'll go back to the grant then.
I'm here seeking acceptance from the board as it relates to a resolution offered through the Federal Bureau of Justice Assistance Grant Program, which is known as the JAG grant. This is an annual formula grant offered to the city of Kenosha, whereby the county of Kenosha is considered a disparate jurisdiction and can share the grant funds awarded by the agreement between the city and the county. Total funds offered to the city of Kenosha is $33,660. This resolution recognizes $13,464, which is a 60-40 split of funds to be used for law enforcement equipment. This money will be used to purchase AEDs, automatic electronic defibrillators, for the Kenosha County.
Have we gotten JAG grants where you split them with Racine in the past, or is it always Kenosha?
That other grant that also falls under a JAG grant, I think, has to do with like the CIT program.
Okay.
Is that the one we're speaking
of?
No,
I'm thinking, no, not the CIT. There's something else. I'm just trying
there
to refresh.
There may be other ones out there.
I thought there was something that you've split with Racine in the past.
Yeah.
It always seems to be a 60-40 split to it.
Yeah.
But this is, I'm just curious, why the city gets 60, we get 40?
They're the ones that actually process all the paperwork.
Okay.
And do all the legwork on the program.
And then you can use the money for whatever you want.
Correct.
So you were going with the AEDs.
Yeah.
And the city's using it for something else?
I'll tell you what they're
not
using.
Not that it matters, right, but okay.
Right.
So it's not always we all have to use it for the same
right.
product.
It's always equipment-based for us.
Okay.
Are the AEDs going in buildings? Are they going in squads?
More than likely,
jail.
It could be distributed throughout. Probably for cars, I'm assuming.
Okay. And the deputies already have training on these, right?
They've already had training on the AEDs, correct?
Yeah. Is the money going primarily towards the AEDs, or is it going towards anything else?
It'll all go towards those AEDs.
Do we have them in the squads now?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So the others going to either add more or replace.
Over time, they expire. There's expiration, of course, on them, and they get distributed. Again, others have brought up about throughout the building and other locations, but as we upfit cars and so on and so forth, we add to the fleet, we need AEDs. So.
How many does this purchase?
Boy, I couldn't be too many. Maybe less than six.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay. Is there any further discussion? Okay. No further discussion. Use the governance?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Approved. Before the it goes before the board, but let me know how many it's going to purchase then.
How many exactly? Sure.
Okay. Then we'll go on the discussion about training deputies working with sexual assault victims.
Ray Merlin from the Sheriff's Department, help with the training division, sergeant with the training division, also help with trainings at Gainesville Technical College with the recruit training. I guess if there's any questions we go along, I kept this kind of broad, but you were looking for what kind of training went through at the academy level, is that correct?
Well, in a general sense, yeah, like what are the deputies doing? They get a call, somebody who says they're a victim of sexual assault, how do they respond?
How do we respond?
You know, because I know you got to ask tough questions, things like that. How are they doing?
How are they doing that?
Yeah.
Boy, it's
how
a
are
lot.
They conducting, you know what I mean? Are they being sensitive of it without, and you got to ask hard questions, I get that.
Yes.
But without being just stone cold, are you sure this happened?
Yes.
That kind of thing.
Absolutely. We go through from the aspect the deputies going through just the 720 hours, professional communication, death notifications, going into every type of interview type thing.
Okay.
From children. That's why I made a whole bunch of copies for you because I wasn't quite sure what you wanted. So feel free. But that's the whole thing. They go through scenario-based training. When we get back to the department, they go through a four-step field training officer program, field training where they ride with people. And one of the things is, we don't hold these calls happen, but we try to get the deputies work there with them. And it is everything, and I'm being real general, mm-hmm. because there's certain ones when we get there, they do the initial investigation. And then we have sensitive crime detectives where they have even more training out of that goal through a different realm of that. So the whole thing is being passionate, understanding. We have females trained also, so we do have that victim that wants to talk to you, and we try to do everything on those things.
Okay.
That's really a broad sense. I know if you have any certain questions or do you want to leave this for you to look at.
Yeah.
And this goes to what I have copies of everything from in the academy, what they do for victims training, what they do for domestics, what they do for sexual assaults, and what they do for child maltreatment. So that's all the basic training. And again, when we get them to everybody to the department, you'll find people who are better fitted for doing a lot of these. Not that all the deputies can't do it, but there are better fit for that type of training. So they get the additional one, then like I said, detectives are trained in that also. Does that kind of answer
yeah.
the question?
Yeah.
Or would you like some of these things?
Yeah, I'll take it.
And again, I made a lot of copies. If you're ever wondering about what the deputies are also training at the academy, it's put into three different phases. And here, I'll go and pass those around. That is all the basic training. Please, please feel free to give me a call if you have more.
I have an idea about it. Yeah, I'll read it too.
Yeah, they're all different.
If I can't, if I do not know what the answer is, I can definitely find out what some of these topics I'm not an expert in, or do I teach them?
So what's the sheriff's department's response? There's a victim.
No.
The deputies are on scene. They start asking questions. Maybe they're not conducting themselves in a manner that is sensitive to what just happened. They're asking the right questions, but they're not doing it in a way that's conscious of what the victim just went through. And that victim files a complaint, the family files a complaint. What are our steps to make sure that doesn't happen again?
It would be like any other investigation. And again, you're keeping it real broad. You're asking very sensitive questions, like you said. Usually there's more than one officer there. It is the sitting down, and sometimes you're asking some of these tough questions, you are going to ruffle some feathers. Now, they always try not to do that. From an aspect of, say, somebody calls in, a supervisor, like any other kind of citizen complaint, we'll investigate. The whole thing, sometimes you're talking to your victims, if there's alcohol involved, you're talking to them the next day, things along those lines. But they do everything possible. If it's one of those things you train in what they call officer override, if the officer doesn't seem like they're building that report, you bring another officer around. So it's a whole thing. It's not just saying, no, because this is my call, you're going to deal with me.
Yeah.
So, yes, ma'am.
So does the officer, deputy, stay with that person from at the scene? Let's say something happens at a house.
Yes.
And someone shows up, they interview that person, then they have to go down to the hospital. Does that deputy stay with them, or is that when sensitive crimes comes in and takes over?
And again, it depends on the circumstance,
the
whether it's a child. But you know, usually, if they have that rapport with that deputy already, we'll try to send that deputy with them. I mean, they're very fluid. That
mm-hmm.
And then when we get there, then we get the detectives involved. We have supervisors that, hey, we might need somebody else. So there's a lot of different, Women's Children's Horizon, you know, advocates, there's a lot of different things. And children go into a whole different realm of it. So there's a lot of different steps to it. But usually, if that deputy has a rapport for them, we try to keep that.
Thank you.
It doesn't mean that it always happens, though. Just like I said, we try. Yes, ma'am.
Does the deputy follow up with the victim after that initial meeting with them?
It depends on, again, the call, if they have a different follow-up to. If not, a lot of times they'll move to the detectives. And it doesn't mean they get a case number that night. You know, all the deputies, you know, the detectives you name across the board, if you got a question, give us a call. If they had, again, if that person built that certain reporters, but definitely, it's not like they're going to ignore their call. They'll make sure they stay involved. And some of that goes through our lieutenants and everybody else of what they want involved with it. Because again, there's certain ways of questioning people that some of the detectives are going to train.
Can you explain the role of the child advocacy clinic?
Can I what?
Explain the role of it and how they go about discerning or questioning the child or a minor of sexual assault.
I would rather say we have a detective with a lieutenant can answer that better. Okay. But I know they have a way of questioning them. They have a certain room they do it. They videotape it or along the whole board, how they come across with the questions, but they have a certain way of doing it for children. That's why, again, if especially we get called, the deputies get called into it, they'll do an initial thing, they'll get some information. But to give you exactly how they do it, I'm probably not the best person to answer for you.
And do they go through a real training in the sense that, you know, it's easy to, in the classroom, you know, you're telling the people, those getting trained, for lack of a better word, in the academy, you're telling these individuals, look, it's going to be high stress, there's going to be yelling at you. You got to power. I mean, is there a training where, you know, say you're getting trained and you're questioning somebody else and I'm sitting there yelling at you or somebody. I mean, is there that real sense? Because I think it's easy on black and white paper to, yeah, we got to stay calm, we got to do this. But I mean, is that part of their training?
They go through a lot of different scenarios, yeah. And absolutely. Because the whole thing is, you got to remember, if I'm sitting here dealing with you and somebody else is yelling at me, it's not a blind eye. We take care of this situation first. Then we victim so we can talk to them. Because remember, if you have a victim that has their accuser right in front of them, how much information are you going to get out of them? You have to make them feel safe. So we're going to remove this first. So it might be 1, 2, 3 deputies on scene, whatever it might be, so then we can sit down, hey, take a deep breath. Anything I can do, are you okay? Can you tell me what happened? And we start going through it nice and slow. A monotone voice. I can talk really loud, but we want this, but we take care of that situation first.
Now, if the victim says, so-and-so is here with me, family, friend, whoever, are you going to separate them? So say somebody found the victim, and now they're together, they've called you guys. Are you separating them if that victim says, I want them to stay with me right now?
And again, it depends on the situation. Because again, you know, we have domestic violence where, no, I want him to stay with this accuser. No, we got to separate him. If we have a child, and possibly this is not the this is the person's mother, who we don't think is a suspect.
I'm not saying that this is the offender, or this is who we suspect is the offender. This is somebody that the victim feels safe with, is comfortable with. I mean, there's not an SOP that says, no, you got to separate the two of them?
It's case by case basis. Okay. Some, if they're feeling safe with that person as we talk to, do we, yes, try to get the independent, you know, as far as that statement from them, yes, but doesn't mean it's always going to happen. And again, this stuff is always very fluid, so I can't say yes 100%. No, it's a case by case.
Okay. All right.
I hope this helps. I mean, again, do you have any other questions? We did a good job through the program. It's a big thing. You said the scenarios itself, we put them through those different things, but there's nothing to take away when they're on the road and they're actually riding with deputies and going to some of these calls and they get that experience.
For sure. Yeah.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you for having me here.
Thank you.
Have a good
thank
day.
You.
We'll move on to setting the, we discuss the budget.
Oh, thank you.
Preferably, let's look at the following week. I was thinking either the Tuesday or the Thursday, the 8th or the 10th.
Talking October, right?
October, yeah.
Okay. I am unavailable the 8th. So finance is not meeting on the 10th, then I'm assuming, based on this. Does anyone know? I mean, because I've got in my calendar, finance, our normal meeting date would be the 10th.
Okay.
So that would put me out for both at 6:30 time frame. Anybody else?
10th works for me. Now, they wouldn't meet before that for their regular monthly.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Is that are we going off of this? And that's just I just put it in there to remind myself,
for
of course.
Sure.
So the 10th works for me as well, as long as there's not a finance meeting, which there may not be, right? Based on what you're saying.
Well, that I don't know for sure.
Okay.
You didn't have finance yet this month?
No.
No, that's 2 weeks, right? Can we set it tentatively for the 10th?
Well, that's the problem. After we set it, then this is going out.
So it's set in stone?
It's set in stone tonight.
And it's either the 9th or the 10th?
Well, the 9th.
No, you said the 8th.
8th. 8th.
We can go Monday.
No, because that's going to be public works.
What's wrong with the 9th? We typically do the second Wednesday. Why is...
Because the Wednesday is PDAC. And we can't have on two of them on the same night.
Well, why can't we have it on Tuesday before the board meeting?
The 15th?
Oh,
because the 8th.
Legislative is, and that ties me into that.
Can we do the 1st?
The 1st is when we get the budget. How are we going to be able to do... We need time to at least digest everything.
Well,
okay. Can we meet at the end of that week, Thursday or
Friday? I was going to say the 2nd, but
the biggest budget in the county. It's going to take a week for
everybody.
We have the 62% of the levy comes from this committee.
I thought Human Services had the biggest chunk.
They have pass-through dollars. We actually have levy.
Is there any way we can find out about the 10th? If there is a finance meeting? I don't know.
Can we call Terry? Or could we do Monday the 9th? Or
well, Monday would be
or the 7th
too. I want to give... Because the last one is Board of Trustees at 3 o'clock.
See, my problem is I am book solid that whole week. The 10th is the only day that week that might work for me at that time.
Because the following week is when the hearings start.
In finance, yeah.
Yeah.
What about that Friday, the 11th?
I
don't know if we
want
to meet on a Friday, but if we have to, we have to.
I'd rather do it on a Monday than a Friday.
Of course, this will happen.
What about Jeff Gantz?
Oh, Dave.
No.
Do you got Gantz's number?
I don't know. Let me see. Early on, I put everybody in here. Just keep me on the phone a long time.
Easiest way to get to hold Terry is go visit his office during the day. That's what I found. That's what works for me.
Does the sheriff, or do you have a problem with Monday?
Oh.
What date is that, sir?
The 7th.
No, any other date other than the 8th. The sheriff can make any other date.
But he can't do the 8th?
Hey, it's Jeff Wamble.
Can't do the 8th.
I'm hoping you can answer
Neither
our question.
Can he.
Good, I'm so, in a meeting right now for judiciary and law, and we're trying to set our date for our budget hearing. Can you tell me, I don't know if you know this answer, but will we have a finance meeting on October 10th? It's October 1st. Exactly. Yeah, we have those October 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 24th. But my question is, Yeah, that's what I thought, because that was on the schedule. Okay. Very good. Okay, thanks. I gotta. Thank you. Thank you. I gotta run though. I'm in the middle of a meeting.
How's your
All right, sir. Thanks. Bye bye. All right. Bye. All right. I'm just not available the 10th either. Cause
then we're looking. Then we're looking with the and the sheriff can too.
I'm not available. I'm not the whole week. I'm shot. That's my.
Meet,
it's my
can
problem.
We, can we meet earlier on the 10th then? Is that a 6:30 meet at 4?
I don't know how that works for everybody else.
I can't. I work.
Right. I know.
I can't.
I've got a jury trial that's going that morning and probably till 5.
Yeah. How's Monday?
Well, I have jury selection, but it'll still take till 5.
No, Monday
it'll
at 6.
It'll be Monday at 6.
Monday at 6.
Well, Jeff, you still
Not
can't
me.
Make it.
I can't make it. But the only day I'm available is Friday. And I know nobody wants to do it Friday. Unless we change the time. That's the only thing I'm able to do.
But they work and so.
All right, how about. We can meet Friday night at 6.
Well, here's the thing.
My trial may be finished by then, so that won't be bad.
Well, let me ask you this. If we went back to Tuesday, could it be.
The sheriff can't be here on Tuesday.
No, sheriff can't be here. Tuesday.
That's the one day I could move things around a little bit. Okay.
I say we do it on Friday, and it's just.
I don't know if we're allowed to do it on Friday.
What would prevent us? It's a weekday.
Call Esposito.
I'll call Brandon.
Dispensation.
Yeah,
I mean, it's a weekday. I don't see why we couldn't.
Is that meaning we don't know how long that meeting's going to go either, right?
Right.
So.
Because then we have the sheriff to worry about. We've got the DA to let know.
Well, if the DA and the sheriff want their budget passed, I think they'll show up on Friday.
I'll keep them busy in the car.
So we can't. Oh, my God. I'm stuck. Unless we change the time or go on Friday, for me, I'm going to. Because the 8th was the only day I could have moved.
The soonest I could be here would be 5 o'clock.
On Friday?
Which day?
Any day.
Okay.
Because of work.
Why don't we try the 10th at 5? Can you get here at 5?
I can get here at 5. I just have to finance at 6:30.
Can
that actually would be the best, just in case finance doesn't really happen. But I think it's going to. He confirmed that because I got the schedule.
We can get through most everything by 6:30. We can get through most of the budget by 6:30. Well,
but all the other people that have to be here can be here at 5. Like you said, the DA, juvenile intake.
They're right here.
No, but what I'm wondering, no matter what day we pick, don't we have that same problem?
Right.
Right? Yeah. Right now, I'm the problem, but then whatever we pick could be somebody else could be.
Well, because the norm is for meetings, it's 6 or 6:30.
Exactly. I know.
And to be fair to everyone's schedule.
Mm-hmm. Hey, can we, we're allowed to set meetings on a Friday, is that correct? We can have a meeting on a Friday, a committee? Okay, all right. I'll call it. We're trying to set judiciary, and we're trying to work around schedules. So we're looking at a Friday. So, all right. Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. Thanks. Bye. That was Gabe. I know he knows the rules pretty inside now. He said it's not typical, but he has never heard of us not being able to do it.
You said the sheriff can't be here.
I mean, the longest one's going to be the sheriff. And I think 5 o'clock on Thursday.
By getting through most of the budget, he's still missing the vote if we're not done. Because we've got to get through the whole presentation before we vote.
For sure, I mean, for sure the sheriff, right? I mean, that's just a done.
That's the only one day in October. Him and both Nancy said they could not.
What we do is we don't wait at the end. We take each part separately and vote on it.
So what?
He may miss. We take the sheriff first. He'll get the biggest portion of the budget. Of the budget presentation.
I mean, I'm willing for any day, but I think, I mean, as much as I'd like to go out on a Friday, it's Friday, but it's one meeting a year that's on the Friday. Just so he's not rushed, we're not rushed trying to blow through
we
things.
We won't be rushed. Because I've gone through enough of these where...
No, I get that, but I mean, Jeff can speak for himself, but I don't think he should be not able
well,
to
vote. Well, I'm the problem here, so I'm not. I'm just trying to figure out something.
Well, and I don't think that you should have to leave the meeting to bounce to another one where we've mm-hmm. got another day that would work.
No, I'm fine with Friday. I'm fine either way. 5 o'clock on one of the days or Friday.
Because if we meet at 5 on Friday, we'll probably be out of here by 7. That's not that late.
Well, then...
But
you just
Michelle's staffing isn't going to be able to be here by 5. It's going to have to be 6 or 6:30.
Well, he's talking... Well, you're talking about a Friday at 5. You're right.
She's saying, no, it's going to have to be 6
well,
or 6:30.
Well, I mean, I do realize they're right here, but I don't know if they're all available.
Okay, so then you do 6. We get out of here at 8.
It typically does start at 6, regardless. That one does.
I know, but staffing, if... We do the sheriff's budget first, and he knows it starts right at 5. Then they would be coming 5:30, 5:45, and at those times. Because the longest presentation is going to be the sheriff's presentation. Then comes the clerk of courts, then the DA, then...
But are they going to be available?
Juvenile intake.
On a Friday, they may... They may not be.
That's why I'm trying to do the 5 o'clock on Thursday. It's more probable that they're going to.
Well, this
available.
Is Thursday, not Friday.
This is Thursday.
Gotcha.
I think it's more probable they will be available.
Yeah, more so than on a Friday.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why I think staff will be available to do it on Thursday.
Do you have your agenda yet for? No, you wouldn't have your agenda for October.
Because
yet.
We haven't.
Yeah. You guys could push it back too, right? You could push finance because that'll just be a normal finance meeting, correct?
Right,
right.
So you guys could push it back in 2 weeks when you talk about the next meeting. You could push it back to 7.
So you're saying ask to have the October 10th meeting at 7. Finance meeting at 7.
On the 10th. I'll go down and talk to Terry tomorrow.
Fine with that.
I'll let Terry know what our dilemma is.
Yeah, and I think he'd be responsive to that, too.
Yeah, I'm cool with fixing this any way we can.
And because it's over a month's notice that this is our dilemma.
Yeah. I think Terry would be okay with that. You do your own thing. I'd hate to see you have to leave, though.
Yeah, I know. Well, I feel bad that I'm causing the problem because every night is... The 8th is the only one that we can change from my world, and he can't.
And the sheriff
can't. No, I get it. So if you can arrange it or whatever, that we start finance at 7 on the 10th?
What I'm going to do is have emails sent out to everybody that comes forward, but we'll start off with the sheriff's budget right at 5.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is going to be the most controversial and the most discussed. Everything else, I haven't heard of many changes in other budgets. Because I know people are going to want to discuss the vehicles.
I'm fine with it.
So,
like I said, I'm accommodating for those.
Do you think that's going to be accommodating enough? Or?
I'm sure we can work it out.
Okay. So we'll put it down for 5 o'clock in this room on the 10th.
And we'll get a confirmation on that after everyone's been contacted.
Mm-hmm. I want to double check to make sure I'm coming up with every single entity. I'm trying to do this off the top of my head and remember.
Is that a committee meeting or a board meeting?
It's a committee meeting.
Okay.
It'll be a full house. This room will be packed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Dress comfortable.
Okay.
And there will be food provided for, like in the past, correct?
Do you think it'll only take 2 hours?
I think it's going to be longer.
Yeah, it's going to be longer than 2 hours.
Well, I'm going by, in the past, that's how long it's been.
What I'm hoping is maybe there's a chance he cancels that meeting.
Cool.
Terry.
I have women's club that night. The night before our auction.
I know.
So I'm going to say, ladies, this is because of Jeff Wambolt. That week, I can't be there.
No. So,
I see where Michelle's coming from, though. This is going to be, because I know.
Well, I'm wondering, Terry didn't answer, but I just wonder, is there a chance they cancel that meeting? Or is that so important that we have to have that meeting as a prelude to the October week of 21st, 22nd, 23rd.
We have to approve everything.
I don't mean you, I meant finance. Does finance have to meet on the 10th? Is there, I don't know. That's the problem, is there's too many unknowns right now.
There's probably gonna be grants and.
Probably. I'm sure we're gonna have to.
I think Friday's the best option. That's what I think.
Well.
They gotta present their budget, they're not gonna miss it. They're gonna do what they have to do to be here on Friday. It's one Friday out of the year. One Friday from Sound of Gabe in 100 years. It's good.
Last year we ended at 7:42.
Okay.
Starting at 6.
Yeah.
So it was less than 2 hours.
Less than 2 hours. Okay. So my memory was.
I don't think it's going to be that short this year.
Does this committee usually receive 62% of the budget?
Pardon?
Does this committee usually receive 62% of the budget?
It is approximate. Depending on what the levy is, mm-hmm. It's always been around, and it's been increasing over the years.
That's up the levy, though, of our tax dollars, not the budget as a whole.
Okay. Right.
Because a lot of the money for human services is something called pass-through money. It comes from, like, the state or the federal government, and it passes through.
Okay.
It doesn't come from the taxpayers of this county.
Mm-hmm. Well, it does, indirectly.
It also comes from taxpayers.
No, I get that, but that's another thing, too, where they say this isn't our money, this isn't tax dollars, that's BS.
I was trying
That's tax dollars. I'm just trying to make sure she fully understands what's going on here. They're tax dollars. It's an irresponsible way to look at them.
I said from Kenosha County. So, is there anything else to come before the committee?
So, are we meeting Thursday or are we meeting Friday?
We are meeting Thursday.
Okay.
And that's going to be confirmed in an email?
Yes. Hopefully within the next, before the week is out.
Okay. And if not, then we can fall back to the Friday.
Right.
As a backup.
I'm going to be contacting the DA and everybody else tomorrow.
Okay.
To make sure of it.
Okay.
And we're also talking to Patty and Barna, making sure that they understand what's going on, making sure we contact every single, because there's a few of them that are like juvenile intake, to make sure we have everybody figured out ahead of time.
But there is a chance, if this does run long, I would think in this case, finance isn't as important as our committee meeting on that date.
On that date.
Correct. So right. If I'm not there for finance.
If we're finishing up in finance.
It may not be as big a deal, I'm assuming, if it's just a typical meeting.
Right.
So.
It'll all go to a floor vote, too, everything that comes out of finance.
That's true.
So. Okay. Anything to come before the committee allowed by law? Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
You should just combine them all together.
No, that's what I'm supposed to do.
Well, other committees don't do it that way.
You know what?
We're not other committees, are we?
No, we're not.
I know you were gonna say that.
Michelle, you want to bring in like a stenographer for our budget hearing?
I know. Maybe I'll have Michelle Badalini do it.
She's gonna be like, stop! Shaking her hand out.
Chief Deputy.
I tried so hard to schedule things right.
It keeps the vibe.
Still, but me.
Keep all the other guys that work on it.